How many choices do you make a day? 50? 100? How have they affected you or others around you? And do you always make the right decisions? As humans, we tend to forget that every choice we make can affect us and others in the Bible. There are many accounts that are great examples of choices that affect the person making the choice and those around them. Let's take a look at a few of these stories in the Bible. Two examples in the Old Testament are focused around Joseph and his family. First, let's read Genesis 35, 5 through 8, and 18 through 28. This talks about how Joseph's brothers at first wanted to kill Joseph, but later on sold him. Now Joseph had a dream, and he told it to his brothers, and they hated him even more. So he said to them, "Please hear this dream which I have dreamed. There we were, binding sheaves in the field. Then behold, my sheaf arose and also stood upright, and indeed your sheaves stood all around and bowed down to my sheaf." And his brother said to him, "Shall you indeed reign over us, or shall you indeed have dominion over us?" So they hated him even more for his dreams and for his words. Now when they saw him afar off, even before he came near them, they conspired against him to kill him. And they said to one another, "Look at this dreamer is coming. Come therefore, let us now kill him and cast him into some pit, and we shall say, some wild beast has devoured him. We shall see what will become of his dreams." But Reuben heard it, and he delivered him out of their hands and said, "Let us not kill him." And Reuben said to them, "Shed no blood, but cast him into this pit. Cast him into this pit, which is in the wilderness, and do not lay a hand on him, that he might deliver him out of the hands and bring him back to his father." So it came to pass, when Joseph had come to his brothers, that they stripped Joseph of his tunic, the tunic of many colors that was on him, and they took him and cast him into the pit, and the pit was empty. There was no water in it. And they sat down to eat a meal. Then they lifted their eyes and looked. There was a company of Ishmaelites coming from Gilead with their camels, bearing spices, balm, and myrrh, on their way to carry them down to Egypt. So Judah said to his brothers, "What profit is there if we kill our own brother and conceal his blood? Come and let us sell him to the Ishmaelites, and let not our hands be upon him, for he is our brother and our flesh." And his brothers listened. The Midianite traders passed by. So the brothers pulled Joseph up and lifted him out of the pit and sold him to the Ishmaelites for 20 shekels of silver. And they took Joseph to Egypt. We see here that Joseph's brothers didn't like how his dreams pictured them and decided to first kill Joseph, but when given other choices, sold him into slavery, as we now know, continued God's plan. Second, let's look at Genesis 42, 8 through 17, 21 through 24, and 45 verses 3 through 8. These verses show that even though Joseph recognized his brothers and could have retaliated because of how his brothers treated him in the past and killed them, but instead he kept them alive, gave them what they needed, and gave them a new home in Goshen. Verse 8 reads, "So Joseph recognized his brothers, but they did not recognize him. Then Joseph remembered the dreams which he had dreamed about them and said to them, 'You are spies. You have come to see the nakedness of the land.' They said to him, 'No, my lord, but your servants have come to buy food. We are all of one man's son. We are honest men. Your servants are not spies.' But he said to them, 'No, but you have come to see the nakedness of the land.' And he said, 'Your servants are 12 brothers, the sons of one man in the land of Canaan. And in fact, the youngest is with our father today, and one is no more.' But Joseph said to them, 'It is as I spoke to you, saying, "You are spies. In this manner you shall be tested by the life of the Pharaoh. You shall not leave this place unless your youngest brother comes here. Send one of you, and let him bring your brother, and you shall be kept in prison, that your words may be tested to see whether there is any truth in you. Or else, by the life of Pharaoh, you surely are spies.' So he put them together in a prison for 3 days." Jumping to verse 21, "Then they said to one another, 'We are truly guilty concerning our brother, for we saw the anguish of his soul when he pleaded with us that we would not hear. Therefore, this distress has come upon us. And Reuben answered them, saying, Did I not speak to you, saying, Do not sin against the boy? And you would not listen. Therefore, behold, his blood is now required of us. But they did not know that Joseph understood them, for he spoke to them through an interpreter. And he turned himself away from them and wept. Then he returned to them again and talked with them, and he took Simeon from them and bound him before their eyes. And finally, verse 3 in chapter 45. And Joseph said to his brothers, I am Joseph. Does my father still live? But his brothers could not answer him, for they were dismayed in his presence. And Joseph said to his brothers, Please come near to me. So they came near. Then he said, I am Joseph, your brother, who you sold into Egypt. But now do not therefore be grieved or angry with yourself, because you sold me here, for God sent me before you to preserve life. For these 2 years the famine has been in the land, and there are still 5 years in which there will be neither plowing nor harvesting. And God sent me before you to preserve a posterity for you in the earth, and to save your lives by great deliverance. So now it is not you who sent me here, but God, and he has made me a father to Pharaoh, and lord of all his house, and a ruler throughout the land of Egypt. We see that during the famine, 10 of the brothers were sent to go to Egypt to get food. There, the second hand of the Pharaoh, Joseph, had recognized them and asked them for their little brother to come to Egypt to prove they weren't spies. This also shows that he later on told his brothers who he was, and his brothers felt regret. If you continue on reading, you'll see Joseph's father, Jacob, comes to Egypt and is finally reunited with his son. Third, in the New Testament, there's another example of someone's choice affecting others. Let's look at Luke 22, verses 39 through 43, which reads, Coming out, he went to the Mount of Olives, as he was accustomed, and his disciples also followed him. When he came to the place, he said to them, Pray that you might not enter into temptation. And he was withdrawn from them about a stone's throw, and he knelt down and prayed, saying, Father, if it is your will, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done. Then an angel appeared to him from heaven, strengthening him. In these verses, Jesus was preparing himself to be an offering of sin. Later in the chapter, we see he was arrested and taken to trial. And then in chapter 23, he was crucified. Because of his decision of offering himself, he saved all who will follow him, giving us a big choice. Finally, let's look at one last verse that can show how our choices can affect our future. Flip to Matthew 25, 1 through 13. Which reads, Then the kingdom of heaven shall be likened to 10 virgins who took their lamps and went out to meet the bridegroom. Now 5 of them were wise, and 5 were foolish. Those who were foolish took their lamps and took no oil with them, but the wise took oil in their vessels with their lamps. But while the bridegroom was delayed, they all slumbered and slept. And at midnight a cry was heard, Behold, the bridegroom is coming, go out and meet him. Then all those virgins arose and trimmed their lamps. And the foolish said to the wise, Give us some of your oil, for our lamps are going out. But the wise answered, saying, No, lest there should not be enough for us and you. But go rather to those who sell and buy for yourselves. And while they went to buy, the bridegroom came, and those who were ready went in with him to the wedding, and the door was shut. Afterward, the other virgins came also, saying, Lord, Lord, open to us. But he answered and said, Assuredly, I say to you, I do not know you. Watch therefore, for you do not know neither the day nor the hour in which the Son of Man is coming. This parable shows that because the foolish men didn't bring extra oil, they missed meeting the bridegroom. And because the prudent did bring extra oil, they did meet the bridegroom. These two choices by these two groups affected them of whether or not they would be joining the celebration. Now that we've looked at a few verses, are you making the right choices? Each of these accounts have one thing in common. They all show that God has a plan and that each of us are a part of it. There is always more than one choice that we can make. We always have the choice of repenting our sins and being baptized and joining our brothers, sisters, and Lord in heaven when he comes. What will your choice be?